Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. I was talking to Ron. He said he had a pretty tough line of questioning on the Cambodian authority thing today. Press conference. You know, the thing I raised with you this morning.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And the point is that we ought to get... I want you to be thinking about what line you should pick tomorrow on it, you see.
Right.
Or do we just hang Sullivan where we were today? You probably read what he said. Thoughts on it, or...
I haven't read it yet, Mr. President. I told him to say that they were violating the ceasefire.
He did. Oh, yeah, he handled it very well.
Violating the agreement on Article 20.
That's right. That's exactly what he said, and that we were... And they said, well, how long, then, are you going to continue on this and that? They asked, they pressed him along those lines. How long are you going to continue to...
Yeah, until there's a ceasefire.
Trying to rush, but we have to get our schedule. The president doesn't want. want to put other visits in that went in any way close to these, or, you know, words to that effect. I mean, we'll do what we please. But
we'll also...
Well, I don't think there's anything serious in this.
I can't believe it.
I mean, they wouldn't be turning around right now unless...
And after all, they wouldn't have sent you that note saying that they are not sending any military equipment,
sure,
which is a tremendous
note.
I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's, you send this business on the 18th, Henry.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, before I went to Acapulco. And you can't have a meeting with the Soviets while a NATO meeting is going on, and
yeah,
have Rogers go to the NATO meeting. I know that this year, some of these things come up that we are planning. Be as successful in foreign policy as the last year. We bring out this Latin American thing, the Atlantic thing.
Right.
The Soviet summit and maybe the Cho visit.
That's right.
So I know we'll come out fine.
That's right.
We always had